Hey Hawks, thanks for tuning in to the El Dorado podcast. Just a reminder that you can find our Hawk Talk episodes on YouTube at EDHS Video Production, more fun content on our Instagram at EDHS_HawkTalk, and obviously this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other typical streaming platforms. Enjoy another wonderful episode from El Dorado. What's up, El Dorado? I'm your host, Jaden Lum, and I'm here with JD McDonald and Allison Padilla. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
I'm JD McDonald, and I'm a freshman.
Hi, I'm Allison Padilla. I am a senior at El Dorado High School. I am the varsity captain for girls cross country. I also do girls varsity soccer, and I'm also on varsity track.
Is there any interesting story as to why you came to El Dorado, or is it just because it was in your area?
I was actually between Yorba Linda and El Dorado, mainly because Yorba Linda had this great running program. One of my cousins was going to go there at the same time as me, and one of my cousins already goes there, but my dad went to like the special night where like the freshmen can go see, and the cross country coach totally, like, my dad went to go talk to him, and all he talked about was this one great runner he had, and he kind of didn't like talk about the program. And then we realized it wasn't worth like my family being there to go to a whole new school when my friends go to El Dorado.
Yeah, I was actually between Yorba Linda and El Dorado as well, just because of their campus. Because I came from LA, which was an indoor campus.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah. So what was your story into getting into cross country?
Started out not running at all. I just kind of jumped into it because our coach saw me run one time. And it was really hard off the start because I had no distance experience.
So I got into cross country because, like, you know how our school, not school, but, like, our district puts on the PYLUSD Shamrock Run? Mm-hmm. So all my friends in, like, elementary school, we all signed up to do it. I think I was in sixth grade, I believe. And then my cousins were also running in it. And so we all decided, like, my friends and my cousin, we decided, let's all run together like we've never done this. And then I, like, got out when the race started, I just, like, went out. Like, I kind of left them and I like to, because I was tiny, I like to maneuver between people. And so I just, like, got really, like, ahead of everyone else. So I kind of just ran by myself. Okay, and at the time, I think I got, like, 26 minutes for 3 miles, which doesn't sound that great. But for that time, my parents are like, oh, we have to put her in running. Like, she's really good. And so that's how it started. I joined the Quick Track Club in, like, Orange County. It's around here. And then that's how I got into it.
So tell me a little bit about your sport.
Okay, well, obviously, if you just hear cross country, it's kind of just like running, but not on a track. But even though it's just seen as like just running like outside everywhere, it's kind of more than that because the effort we put in is more than just running. Like, a lot of people will say that the sport is 95% mental, 5% actually running, because you have to get yourself through all these stuff. Like, our practices are intense and they are really, not really long, but it is long periods of time. And so, like, summer camp, everyone gets like their weeks off and then they start summer camp at the end. So we, I believe, got like maybe 3 weeks to maybe a month. And then we started at the beginning of July, after July 4th. And from then on to November, end of November, it's just straight running 6 days a week. Summer practices are kind of intense.
It's a lot harder than season. Like, a lot more miles. We wake up earlier and we do a lot harder runs. It's farther, it's earlier, and it's really cold.
Especially at the beginning, because I think they went from 6:45 to 9. We usually didn't end at 9, but like the first week when I was waking up at like 5:50, it took a toll. I like would wake up, go to practice, and take a nap. And the second day you go to practice, we do a mile and a half time trial. So you got to give it all you got because it's kind of like a way to prove yourself. And our trainings go, because through summer camp and through like season, we kind of do the same basis.
During in-season training, a lot of speed work. So just getting off the line faster, finishing faster, also a lot of miles to make sure that we could hold our speed.
Monday, Wednesday are usually our like moderate runs, and maybe Friday, depending if we have a race or not on the weekends. And then Tuesday, Thursday are our speed workouts, and Saturday are our long runs. And so our moderate runs are kind of, we call it Elda Loop, and it's basically a 3-mile loop starting at Prospect and Wabash, and it's uphill climb. She times this too. So it's like if you get under 24 minutes, you have to do another lap, which is like so accomplished that you got under 24, but at the same time you have to do another lap, which kind of sucks. And then we do Discovery Center and back, and that's in the Chino Hills Discovery Center Park, starting from Vista del Verde. That's about 5 miles. And then also we can either do Eureka and back, which is from school to the street Eureka. Or if we're going shorter, we can do Community Center, which is the Yorba Linda Community Center. And so we kind of repeat those runs. During summer is when we get more of our hill trainings, like runs, because we do Eldo Trail and then speed workouts. Usually Tuesday is more of our like interval speed workouts, and Thursday are our hills, because we run Mount Sac as one of the races. But ideally, if for a successful season, you run Mount Sac 3 times. You run it for the race, you run it for CIF prelims, and you run it for CIF finals. So she trains for hills all the time. Our Tuesday speed workouts, we don't run them on the track. Like, all schools run speed workouts on the track. We run it at Prospect and Wabash. There's a little plateau, and it's not a flat. Of course, there's hills on it too. So we can range up to, the shortest we've done is 800s. And I think us girls do 6 and 5, 800s. And those range in about, I'd say, like 3 flat to maybe 330, depending on the type of runner or the speed you go at. And then we've done mile repeats, and then also mile and a halves. One time I think we did 2 miles, but like, they're kind of just like longer distance intervals. Thursday speed workouts are hill repeats, and those ones are the worst because it can get really hot. One time, like, I think one time we were going up on a hill repeat, and it was so hot because there's no shade. So the sun's just beating down, and you can just see this hill right on top of you that, like, looks humongous. We don't get easy days. I say the easiest day is before a meet, because obviously you don't want to do a lot. We just do to Rose and back, which is 2 miles, and then we do 4 starts, which is kind of just, like, 20-meter sprints. So that's our easiest day, and everyone looks forward to those. But every day is a challenge, and you kind of have to be up to it.
I didn't realize all the different workouts you guys had.
Kind of intense, because everyone just thinks, oh, we're gone for 2 hours. But we actually do so much. Like, it's so weird to me to reflect back on the times, and I'm like, wow, I just ran for 40 minutes. Like, when I do Rimcrest, I'm like, wow, I just ran for an hour and 20 minutes. Our training is intense, but the results are there because the guys and the girls have had such a successful season. It's crazy the improvements we made.
Yeah, and cross country is so hard. It's not something that you can be, like, born with at all.
Yeah.
I know you mentioned your coach. What is the team dynamic, or like the coaching dynamic between runner and coach like?
The relationship's amazing. Like, Coach Margaret, she's there for us whenever we need her. And she's always trying to push us to be the best we are.
I'm not saying it's better than a male coach, but because she is a female, it's easier to like communicate with. And she does have a better understanding because she does run ultra marathons, like trail runs. So she does understand the grueling. And she is one of those coaches that will push you to your best because she knows you can. But she's also one of those coaches who can be friendly. There are some people who obviously have bad days, and I've definitely had those bad days. And she is there to bring us up and tell us that not every day is going to be good. Because you got to remember, like, 6 days, like, not every day is going to be the best day you're going to have. We only had maybe 7 runners per race. But because we only have like 9 girls, it's so easy to become close with these girls. Like, I can see them at school. I can hang out with them. We can just talk like where we left off. And like with that too, because most schools like practice with the boys and the girls practice with the girls, but everyone practices together. So like even us girls are totally fine with talking to the guys. Like, it's not awkward or anything. Like, I even talk to them at school. It's so nice because it's even like even different grade levels. Like, there's no cliques.
If anybody needs anything, you just go to anybody. It doesn't matter if you're a guy and you go to a girl, or if you're a girl and go to a guy.
Everyone's like able to have that great dynamic because we can all push each other, but we're also there for each other. And we just make practice fun, because I know everyone looks forward to going to practice. Even if the speed workout isn't fun, you just know that your friends are going to be there with you.
And speaking of how the team dynamic is so good, how does that affect meets, you know, with the nerves that come up right before you race?
Always super relaxed, super fun, right up until we get to the line, then we get all serious.
We had Orange County Championships. And our race, I think the first race was like 7:30 in the morning or something. And our coach loves to get to meets early. Orange County Championships is in the middle of nowhere. And there's no Wi-Fi. And it was pitch black when we got there. We were the first team there. and we're all just huddled together. And you would think like this cold race is so bad, but we were all just together and we were able to make it through those 2 hours before the sun came up. Even then, I remember there was a freshman on the team who she just came off of like a really bad race where she just could not finish it. And so she was put in the race and we were all giving her pep talks like, you can do this, and like pushing her through the race. Because the good thing about cross country races sometimes is they overlap. So you can watch people multiple times and cheer them on. Even if you don't go to that school, you can still cheer on a bunch of runners. Like I've gotten cheers from so many schools, so many coaches, even if their own athlete was in the race. Like, everyone's so supportive. And she ended up PRing by, like, 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Which is crazy because really our support of one another really helps to overcome the challenges you're going through, because obviously not every race is going to be good.
So, you know, every single sport, no matter what sport it is, has kind of a love-hate relationship. So what would you say are kind of, like, your love and hate moments with cross country?
One of the good moments is definitely any race. Like, it doesn't matter if you do good or bad, it's always the best, just being there. And then the bad moments are when we have to do speed workouts because everybody just dies. Like, it's the hardest thing ever.
Well, obviously, I love the sport because I love the people. And it's obviously, like, when you do something, you want to see improvement in your times and, like, improvement in your stuff. And since I'm, like, obviously having that social aspect as well as seeing improvement in my times, it does make you want to keep going and knowing what it's like. And even sometimes, like, some people like to run. This one guy who joined our team this year, he just said he likes running and he ended up doing really good. Like, if you even have a slight love for the sport, it's so easy to get into it. It has so many benefits. And that's what oversees, like, the hate. I'd come home crying, like, oh my God, I did so bad. Like, my coach got, like, she pushed me so hard I couldn't do it. And I'd be like, I don't want to go to practice the next morning because all this. And I remember crying after races because they're so difficult. But to know that, like, not every – because you get multiple chances. It's not like with sports, like, you play a team once and that's all you can play for. Ours, you race against so many people different times. And so you just know that you can pick yourself up at the next race, like – for us, you get 1 out of 6 chances to do your best. And it's really, like, obviously how you do during, like, league finals is the main race. So if you don't do as well as you want, it kind of sucks because that is your last race. But for us, like, time is a big thing. And if you do well in one race, like, your time shows, then you could still make it to what you want. And also just, like, the hope, because obviously, like I said, 6 months, you can do a lot in 6 months. You're obviously going to have your lows, but you're going to have your super highs. And the super highs just totally conceal and overlook the super lows. And that's what keeps us going. And obviously, like, some people don't, like, not hate practice, but, like, don't like practicing. But they're like, I'm going to come back next season. Like, they still come back.
So I know you mentioned how you guys trained super in advance over the summer, like, compared to a lot of sports. How do you balance kind of, you know, summer is your 3 months that you have off from school, so you kind of don't have to worry about finals or homework or grades. So how do you balance training for cross country season while also trying to see your friends or have personal activities?
Our coach makes it easy by making the practices at 6. So we kind of finish our workouts like at 7:38 and then we just go home and it's just like you just woke up. So you don't really miss out on anything.
I come home latest 9 o'clock, take like a 2-3 hour nap, that's 12. And I mean, yes, maybe if my friends wanted to hang out, the earliest I would hang out is 1:30, or I would just not take a nap that day. But it's like, summer is not that bad. Like, yes, it kind of does affect because I use so much energy running in the morning that I have no energy, but summer's not a big thing. When school does start, it kind of takes a toll because running, because you're just running nonstop. You don't get breaks. Like, we have a shirt that says, like, no benches, no water breaks, no half times. And, like, you're just running nonstop. So it takes a lot of energy out of you. And coming from school, then coming to workouts, and plus, like, we're running at 2 and 3 and 4, which are the hottest times of the day. And you're running with no shade. Most of the runs, there's no water really close. And so, like, just the energy part, just having your energy is the toughest part. But then once you come home, sometimes, like, yes, I'll be tired. Sometimes you can get a good nap in. But, like, what's the latest we've ended practice was like 4:30, but usually we ended at 4. So it's not too bad. It's just like your everyday after school.
I feel like I could never be a cross country runner. Like, I just feel like that's always been impossible for me. So what was your story like to get to a stage where you could run for so long, for so far?
Once you start doing it for a couple of weeks, you kind of figure it out and you just get used to running those longer miles at those faster paces.
I feel like how you approach it, like how I said, the mental wise, it's how you approach each step. It's like, because sometimes, obviously, I tell myself halfway. Halfway is different for everyone. I know during speed workouts, I like to do fractions in my head. I'm like, okay, 1/3 of the way done, 2/3. Like, once you hit your halfway point, that's the easiest. Because as you keep going farther and farther in your runs, like when I would do Rimcrest 6 miles, I'd be like, okay, I just did 6. But going from like 10, I'm like, 6 is so easy because I've already done 10. And it's just like seeing how much you've already done, it makes it so much easier for the shorter runs. If you think too much into it, you're going to put too much stress on it and like think of in the moment where you got to think of in the future. Like some runs, you got to think of, okay, I have 7 miles to go. Like, let me do this. Or some runs, you got to just take it step by step.
There are certain runners who, you know, kind of preparation is everything, like you said. Some runners love their sleep. How often do you think that as a runner during season, you're watching what you eat or how you're taking care of your body?
Definitely think that eating is part of it. When you run cross country and you burn so many calories, you have to be eating as much as possible. So I'm definitely eating probably the most out of the team.
What you eat at lunch, what you eat before the race. Like, I'd say some people, like, maybe when you could become higher up levels, you'll watch what you eat all throughout the day. But for us, it's kind of, what are you eating before your workout? What are you eating after your workout? It's kind of like getting that energy before, getting that energy after. And a main thing for us is hydration, because you need to have your body be hydrated, drink lots of water. If you're going to watch what you're going to eat, you kind of want to watch what you're going to eat the night before the race, going into all the way to the end or right before your race. Those are the prime hours, because you want to get your body fueled to as best as you can so that when you come to race performance, you have no issues. I mean, sleep is a big factor too, because I remember last season I was staying up so late for my homework. My homework was a stress load, and it was definitely affected in my runs, because sleep helps get your energy back, and especially if you're using your energy every single day with no break. It affects your mind. It affects your overall body. It makes your legs tired, and I could just see so much improvement when I got so much better sleep. All these components, like, you wouldn't think, oh, I need to watch what I eat. Oh, I need to watch how much water I drink. You don't think that they're such a big thing, but when it comes to the starting line and you're ready to race, all those factors play a major part.
And so you mentioned how last season you were staying up super late and it was affecting how you're performing. You're also a 3-season athlete, right?
Yes.
So what is it like being a student athlete?
It's definitely a time commitment, because I put so much into what I do because I want to be successful, and it's not just for a PE credit. And it's like, what makes it easier is the passion for it. Like, if you love what you're doing and you're ready to go to it every day, that's what keeps it going. I think the hardest part for me is this season right now, because with running, like, if you take 2 weeks off, it's hard to get back into it. And so, like, nowadays it is kind of hard because I go to soccer and then I have to find a way to run, like, maybe 2 times a week, maybe 3 times a week. It's waking up early, and definitely during the winter season is the most difficult for me, at least, because I have 2 practices. Ideally, I hope to get 2 practices plus homework, because this is when like finals happens.
And because, you know, you said that you're in cross country, you're in basketball right now, and then you're going to be in track. So you're doing sports in season throughout the whole entire year. Mm-hmm. How do you kind of balance being a student athlete?
For cross country, was super easy because our practices were right after school. You do them, you go home, do your homework, get everything over with. For basketball, it's a little different because practices start at different times. So you just have to be on top of it.
Honestly, like, you can balance it out because many of our runners are very good with academics and athletics. And we're all able to balance out really well because we don't stay up late. We're basically good at, we're able to, exceed in both aspects. And that's because we have a good balance. We all are able to bounce off of each other, and we're just surrounded by good atmosphere and supportive people, because that's a big thing. And
I feel like that was something that was always told to me as I was growing up, but I didn't really realize that until about last year. So what was kind of, I guess, your moment where you realized that it was really true and not just something that your parents told you growing up?
It was kind of hard to build that aspect because it was just varsity girls see varsity girls. Like, I just remember we would race at Villa Park, and the JV girls would race at 9:30. But since it was COVID, I only got there at 10 because I didn't need to get there early. And so there was like a disconnect between all the people. But once I got into my sophomore year and my junior is when I like kind of took charge as a leader, because the senior I had been like under watch, or like, because my coach called me a co-captain to like follow in the footsteps of our previous captain. And I think when I kind of took charge, it definitely added to a better atmosphere, because not only was it me as an upperclassman, but also another girl, Morgan Tracy, who's also my grade. We've helped build kind of this positive atmosphere and this positive legacy, because we've seen, obviously, people leave. We've seen how hard it is for everyone, and we know that it's going to be tough, but we need to keep going. And, like, I could see the positivity because, obviously, when I go to cross country, I just think, oh, this is normal. Like, this is how people are supposed to act. But when I go to a different sport, it's kind of not the same, because it's like with much larger teams, it allows for more disconnect between people, because the more people you have, the harder it is to get along. Whereas when people come into cross country, it's so welcoming and so fresh and so positive. The atmosphere is definitely different, because you go from school where you're just trying to make it through the day, and you go to cross country and you're able to put a smile on your face because you're just so happy to be there.
So you mentioned other sports that you're in. So how would you say that cross country kind of prepares you for these sports?
Well, for me at least, I do soccer. So my position, I play midfield, and that position is kind of a more dynamic position, meaning you're supposed to be there for people. Like, you have to be an option. You have to be dynamic with the ball, meaning you're moving around, and that takes fitness. And yes, it's mainly sprints, but in order to be able to sprint from time to time again, you have to have that fitness where you have to be able to go a whole 90 minutes at max. And it definitely shows, because I'm able to play 90 minutes, and sometimes I can even still go on runs. Like, it's definitely shown how my fitness and endurance level really helps, because endurance is a big factor, because even if, like, I'm not running continuously, I'm able to give more energy into those short bursts of moments. And it's shown in both my long distance and short distance. And it helps in any sport, too. Because, like, basketball, you're able to play longer games. Like, any game, like, it helps build your endurance, which helps you go throughout the whole game, which helps you perform to a higher and better level.
Do you think that it prepared you in a significant amount for basketball season?
It definitely did, because I was able to keep moving a lot longer than most guys. But at the same time, it doesn't, because my knee pain hurts.
So how do you deal with things like that, like kind of setbacks that hold you back?
You kind of just have to do stretching for like the legs. Like, if your legs are sore, you got to stretch, ice baths.
If you were going to tell someone your biggest reason as to why you believe that they should join cross country, what would you say?
Probably all the health benefits that you get from it. Like, you have this team dynamic that's super amazing, but you also get all these health benefits from it. Just all those miles builds up your strength, and you just become really healthy from it.
I'd say cross country is a sport I would recommend people to join, because it's a different kind of group of people. Like, we are a welcoming, positive atmosphere where you can better both yourself and the team around you, and you can find success. It's hard to find all these aspects in one sport, but cross country does offer that all. You just have to be able to, like, put yourself into it. It's hard getting your foot into the door, but once you're in the door, it's so worth it, and it's so accomplished. Because I've heard stories of, like, seniors this year, they're like, I just did the sport to get out of PE, and they're so grateful they're going to run clubs. And it's like, if you think about it too, it's a great way to keep healthy. Because I know people are in their best shape of their life. You can go run 5Ks. You can go run marathons. You can do whatever you want because you run. And it helps in every walks of life. Your overall health is better. Your sleep is better. You have high endorphins because you're running, because there is a thing called runner's high. You see positive effects in yourself, your health, and the world around you, because it definitely made me have a better outlook on life. It's just, it allows you to be yourself without being judged, and you can come to practice every day. You should just join cross country because you'll just see a betterment in your life, a betterment in yourself, and you'll see success in your sport.
This wraps up our episode. Thank you so much for sitting down with us, and thank you, Hawks, for tuning in on another episode from the El Dorado podcast.
See you later.
See you on the big screen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Hawk Talk podcast. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on Buzzsprout. Come back for the next episode, where we will be just as amazing.